There's something that's been coming up a lot in private one-to-one client sessions that I thought, okay, Leyinka, you need to bring to the podcast. And mainly so that I have a point of reference that I can send people to when this topic comes up, and it's been coming up a lot recently. And that is the idea of identity and behavior enmeshment. Now, enmeshment is a tangulation of things. So in this case, it's the tangulation of identity and behavior, where we decide that our behavior represents our identity. Now, why is this a problem? This is a problem because we're human. Being human means we're imperfect. Being imperfect means that we're flawed. We're going to do silly things, things that we regret, sins, mistakes, all of that. And because we are imperfect and we're going to do silly things, then we start to create labels. We start to create labels for ourselves based on the things that we do. And this starts from a young age. I'm sure as you're listening to this, you have heard parents or even just well-meaning adults tell a child that they're a bad child because they have done a bad thing. They're a stupid child because they haven't done well in the exam. They are foolish because they have done something foolish. Now imagine that child hearing that often, that they're foolish, that they're dumb, that they're lazy, that they're stupid. What are they going to assign as their identity label? Yep, you guessed it. They are going to assign those words as their identity label, and they're going to start living those labels out as if that's who they are, as if that's who they were created as. And that's an issue. Because yes, we will do silly things. Yes, we will make mistakes. Yes, we will fall, we will sin, we will do things that we will regret. Yes, 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 and yes. But those things that we do not match or necessarily match the identity of who we are. Now, what I've been saying to a few ladies, and for my non-Muslim listeners, this is a point where I'm going to refer to the Quran, because this is something that is mentioned in the book. In the book, the words of God, in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39 of the Quran, there is a verse where we are told, O my servants who have transgressed against themselves, do not despair in the mercy of God. Do not despair in the mercy of Allah. Now, I just want to hold on to that part of that verse. And I'm holding on to that part of the verse because we have an example of identity, an example of behavior. The identity that God assigns to us in that particular verse is His servants. He has labeled us and identified us as belonging to Him, His servants. He could have used any title. He could have used people. He could have used, oh, you who have believed. He could have used any title. But in that particular verse, He decided with wisdom to label us as His servants. But what's really interesting is that the very next thing that follows that is a mention of behavior, who have transgressed against their own souls, meaning you've done silly things, right? You've made mistakes, you've sinned, you've fallen, you're flat on your face. Behavior. But what's interesting is that He uses a specific identity and follows it with a behavior that doesn't necessarily match that identity. When you think of servants of God, right? The image is of someone who is righteous. The image is of someone who is striving, someone who is faithful, someone who is loyal, someone who is very cognizant of their actions and does their very best to not make mistakes. Heck, we might even think of them as angels. But God lets us know in that verse that even though that's our identity, we will still do things that don't match that identity. And it's a powerful image. This image of that particular label, not people, not humankind, not, you know, believers, but his servants. And then he follows it up with behavior that we would not necessarily match with that. This is proof for my Muslimics, for my Muslims, and those who might be inclined to hearing this message from a more Islamic standpoint. Your behavior don't necessarily match your identity. But it doesn't mean that your identity is tainted, is crushed, is obliterated by some of the things that you might do that don't match the identity. So can you hold on to the identity as a striving believer and still make mistakes? Yes, you can. Can you hold on to the identity and strive to live up to the identity of a kind friend and still do some things that your friend's not happy with? Yes, you can. Can you strive towards and try to be and uphold this identity of a dutiful daughter and still do things that your parents aren't pleased with? Yes, you can. Now, obviously, I'm not condoning being intentionally bad or intentionally sinful or intentionally doing things that are harmful to others. No, I'm clearly stating that even when we are striving, even when we are doing our best, even when we are saying that this is the identity of who I am this person, I am a good person, I am a striving person, I am a loyal person, I am all of these things, it doesn't mean I'm perfect. It means that I can be this identity and hold firm to this identity and strive towards this identity and identify with this identity and still fall short of it. And it doesn't necessitate that I'm no longer upholding of that identity or have that identity. This is where compassion and grace comes in. This is where we get to see our humanness. This is where we get to tap into the idea of seeking forgiveness, forgiveness from God, forgiveness from ourselves, forgiveness from the people that we love and care about, and take the next best step forward when we do falter, when we do fall, when we do make mistakes, as we will inevitably do. I love the neuro-linguistic programming triangle. I call it the triangle of influence, where we state in NLP that you aren't what you do. And we have this triangle where identity comes way above behavior. In fact, after identity comes our beliefs and values, comes our skills and capabilities, and then comes our behavior. And the beauty of this particular triangle, and I know I'm getting real technical here, but the beauty of this triangle is that behavior doesn't impact identity, but identity can impact behavior. And so if we were to really sit with the identity of who we are, I'm this woman who is dedicated, who is committed, who is loving, who is kind, who is gracious, who is generous, who is compassionate, who is abundant. And this is the identity that I'm holding firm to. This is the identity that I'm intentional about. This is the identity that I use as the lens with which I see the world and see myself and see others. Then my behavior, majority of the time, is going to match that. And there are going to be times that my behavior doesn't match that because I'm human too. And I can give myself high fives for the wins for when I do show up for that identity. And I can acknowledge them, and I can thank God that for, and I can thank God for the success of being able to uphold behaviors that match the identity. And when I fall short, as I will, I can turn to God, and I can also do the next best thing, as that verse in Surah Al-Zumar in chapter 39 actually states, do the next best thing, and in that verse is to turn to God. But outside of the religious context, do the next best thing. So yeah, you shout it at your child, which doesn't really match the identity of a loving mother. What's the next best thing? Go up to them and repair that rupture. Give them a hug. Explain to them how you faltered. Commit to doing better next time. Do the next best thing. And this is the remedy for when you do falter, when your behavior doesn't match the identity. It's not to lambast yourself and say, look, I said that I'm an upstanding human being, and no, I'm not that because of this and that I did. No, it's to say, I am an upstanding human being. I'm doing my best to be an upstanding human being, and I've done something that doesn't match that, and I'm going to do my best to repair that, to put that right, and to still maintain that identity. Keep your beautiful identities upright. Don't smash them to smithereens because of some things that you do that don't match. Repair the ruptures that you will inevitably create. Make those apologies. Send those emails, send the texts, make the phone calls. Put your head in prostration to God where it's called for. And keep that identity intact.